From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on NATO to take a stand against the United States over its plans to form a 30,000-strong Kurdish-led border security force in Syria. Erdogan said that NATO was obliged to make a stance against those who harass and violate the borders of one of its members. Turkey has threatened to launch a military offensive against Syrian Kurdish militias, which Turkey considers to be terrorists. On Monday, Erdogan accused the U.S. of creating an army of terror in Syria along the border with Turkey and vowed to crush the border force. Pope Francis expressed his pain and shame on Tuesday over sexual abuse scandals in the Catholic Church in Chile. Isha Sarai reports as the Pope seeks forgiveness for a crisis that has scarred its credibility and left many faithful skeptical of reform.
Francis was making his first official address of the trip in the presence of President Michelle Bachelet, other Chilean top officials, cardinals, bishops, and foreign diplomats. Catholics have been upset with Francis' 2015 appointment of Bishop Juan Barros to lead the small diocese of Osorno in south-central Chile. Barros has been accused of protecting his former mentor, Father Fernando Caradima, who a Vatican investigation found guilty in 2011 of abusing teenage boys over many years. Caradima has denied the allegations, and Barros said he was unaware of any wrongdoing. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
French President Emmanuel Macron promised to stem the flow of migrants through the port city of Calais Tuesday, saying that there would be no return to the jungle migrant camp and said he understood the region's concerns about the threat from Brexit. This is VOA News. Danish prosecutors will seek to have inventor Peter Madsen jailed for life for killing Swedish journalist Kim Wall on his home-built submarine. Doug Bernard has that story.
Wall, a 30-year-old freelance journalist who was researching a story on the entrepreneur and aerospace engineer, went missing after Madsen took her out to sea in his 17-meter submarine in August of last year. Police said Tuesday that Madsen had been charged with the murder and dismembering of Wall, along with a charge of sexual assault. In October, investigators had found 14 interior and exterior stab wounds to the journalist's genitals. Madsen had admitted to dismembering Wall on board his submarine and dumping her body parts in the sea, but he denies murdering or sexually assaulting her. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Grace Lee reports while Seoul forges ahead with plans to use the upcoming Winter Olympics to showcase inter-Korean unity, some South Korean athletes are furious at proposals to form joint teams with North Koreans.
Plans for an Olympic hockey team-up with North Korea met with fury from athletes in the South. Women's teams from the two sides have been fierce rivals in the past, but for the Winter Games next month, Seoul officials propose to form joint teams with the North as a show of unity. It's part of larger ongoing talks on the border this week, and women's hockey was the first to be singled out. That came as a shock to the South Korean team, who had just returned from 3 weeks training in the U.S., one official telling Reuters, team members found it, quote, absurd they would have to play with complete strangers. As for the logistics of how the two teams would practice or even communicate across the border, officials from the South's Hockey League say they've been left in the dark, only told to get prepared, with the Olympics just 3 weeks away.
Reporter Grace Lee. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on Tuesday denied influencing a regulator's decision to revoke the license of a news website known for challenging his government, but lashed out strongly at what he called a fake news outlet. Duterte said there was nothing political about the Securities and Exchange Commission's decision to declare the operation of news site Rappler in violation of laws on foreign ownership. Bitcoin slid as much as 18% on Tuesday to a four-week low as fears of a regulatory crackdown on the market spread after reports suggested it was still possible that South Korea could ban trading in cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin slide triggered off sell-offs across broader cryptocurrency markets, with the biggest rival Ethereum down 23% on the day at one point, according to trade website CoinMarketCap, and the next biggest Ripple plunging as much as a third. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.